5 more years. That's what Turkish voters gave their incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan yesterday. And it's an even more powerful position since last year's change to the constitution. For the past few years, Erdogan has been tightening his control over Turkey, overseeing a crackdown on perceived critics. And right up to yesterday's election, there was speculation Erdogan might be losing popularity. But in the end, he won an outright victory at the polls with 53% of the vote. I asked reporter Borzu Dargahi what Erdogan's win and so-called executive presidency mean for Turkey's future.
Well, domestically, I gotta say, I don't know. You know, frankly speaking, I'm like a very close observer of Turkish politics, and he's been acting like an executive president for like a couple years now. I don't think that, you know, the judiciary really seems to be acting independently of him. I don't think any of the institutions in the country, in terms of the government, are independent of him. He seems to be running everything without any kind of checks and balances. Where it might make a difference is without the worry of an election, it might possibly give him the space to moderate his policies a little bit. That's the optimistic scenario. And where it might make a difference also is on the foreign policy stage. This victory gives Erdogan more power to make ambitious moves on the foreign policy arena. What does that mean? Doing what he wants in terms of aligning with other countries, Russia, Iran, taking a more adventurous stance in neighboring Syria. So this executive presidency doesn't seem to give him a lot more power domestically, but it does give him a little bit more authority and leeway on the foreign policy front.
What about the crackdown on dissent that followed the failed military coup 2 years ago? Is that still going on?
It hasn't gotten worse in recent months. Actually, the election season sort of opened up the political space. And there was quite a lot of criticism of Erdogan and his policy and his party. But I don't see good things on that front. I see Turkey continuing its authoritarian drift. I don't know if it'll get much worse. But I would say that it may not seem like this from the outside. There still is quite a bit of space for criticizing the government right now. And there has been, even over the last couple years. It's just certain issues are kind of red lines. And one of those issues is like insulting Erdogan. That could trigger big problems for you. And another red line is, you know, expressing any kind of too much support or sympathy for the Kurdish rebels and the Kurdish rebellion that is sort of simmering in the country's southeast.
And of course, there's also the war next door in Syria. I mean, Turkish troops have crossed the border to pursue Kurdish fighters on the Syrian side. But Turkish troops going into Syria puts Turkey at odds with the U.S., which supports the Kurdish fighters battling ISIS in Syria. How's Erdogan's victory likely to impact that difficult situation?
I'm not sure if it's going to impact it. I think that that whole process of the U.S. and Turkey trying to work out their issues, I think that that's probably going to continue. The turbulence in the relationship, as one analyst described it to me, is likely to continue. I think that it's just going to be fits and starts between the U.S., but the general trend appears to be tolerance of each other's whims, but occasional lapses in decorum and disagreements over very substantive issues.
Borzu, as we've been talking, you've been conveying that much of what Erdogan is doing, he's going to continue to do. Given that that's what's going on, what is the real significance of his victory?
I think it's a kind of body blow, potentially, to Turkey's democratic path. And I think it would have been so much better if it was a more ambivalent victory for Erdogan instead of this very, you know, kind of clear-cut victory, because it might have forced him to compromise with his opponents. And I think that's just very good for a country, and that would help contribute to the democratic development and institutions in the country. And instead, what you're going to get is this very continuation of this very majoritarian view of democracy. Erdogan has 50+1% of the votes, so he can do whatever he wants.
Borzu Dargahi in Istanbul. Thanks a lot, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure.